So you can't handle one.
So it's only my question.
These planets are named after Ravi only. Four planets.
Of course, their image not.
Yes, all the planets seem to be retrograded in your chart.
Correct.
So,
but here, as per the table which is given out over here.
Oh, those tables. They are well designed for theft. Ketu in the 10th house.
My tables are extremely well designed for theft.
When somebody steals my documents, he will roam around with those papers naked in the road. He will become completely mad and walk like a madman. Bin Guru Gyan nahi milega. So tomorrow when you teach also, to your students also, you will give these documents. Right? So therefore, there is only one way they can learn, is from you. My system is very clear. And I did not purposely do it. It happens by mistake all the time. What to do? Ketu in 10th house.
Ketu.
All the
time.
And no proofreading, nothing, tell us, strike is done. The maid, somebody has come in the middle of a slide, somebody has come, I've gone away somewhere, then the middle I'm coming, I'm finishing the slide. It happens. But I do a lot of work, you can see how many slides are there. And by the way, single-handed. Lagnation, 10th. Ketu is my Lagnesh in the 10th house, don't forget that. Right? Ketu is the co-lord of my Lagna in the 10th house, so I have one Siddhi Yoga.
Yeah.
What is a Siddhi? Mistake Siddhi. I know. So there is a very nice word for that. My mistake on purpose. All the slides, you have to go through it 10 times to really be sure, and you have to correct it on the slide, because otherwise if you don't correct it on the slide, next time you open it, you had it. That document, that is why we make a printout and hand it over to you, so that you correct it on the slide. Otherwise, you are going to be in trouble when you open it next time. If you want to keep it very clean and nice, trust me, it is not worth it. Do all the scratch marks you need on the slide itself. Correct it then and there. Put crosses right down on the slide. So, because when you revise, you will be using the slides. And in case any of your friends also picks it up, you know how the coach chat will. You don't want to torture your friend. Okay, so we are good, right? You have done the calculations? Did you find out who your friends are at least for your Lagna Lord? Your Lagna Lord is you. Now take your Lagna Lord and run around the thing and find out who are your friends and who are not your friends. Find your dad, find your mom. Your dad is your 9th Lord, mom is your 4th Lord. Find out how they are. What's your relationship with them? Does it tally? Work it out. I want your dad and mom particularly. I want you to study your dad and mom. Does it tally? Does it not tally? Let's take an example. Let me take an example. There is a young new man over here with us, a lawyer. So let him tell me, what is your Lagna Lord Saturn?
Saturn.
Now can you check up your 9th Lord Mercury? What is the sambandha that your Lagna Lord has with Mercury? Have you done the calculation?
You are not doing the parts, not from
So that means you are too busy having lunch.
No, sir, he just come out. Figure out as to how to complete the entire process.
Anybody who has done it? Alex has done it. Okay, Alex, let's hear yours. Your Lagna Lord is?
Ketu.
Ketu, not Mars. You are sure?
Ketu is Shukra and Mandra is Rahu.
So Ketu is the Lagna Lord, not Veena and not Mars. Where is Mars placed?
In Dhanu.
And where is Ketu placed?
Kanya.
So which is stronger? Are you the eldest by any chance?
Yes.
You
You are the eldest child of your parents, right?
Take Mars.
See that? When you reach 2B, you will catch like that.
There is something hidden from your sight.
So we catch it like that.
So initially, this is at the time of your birth. These relationships are at the time of your birth. It's not permanent. I have told you hundreds of times, this is not permanent. There must be a secret way to find out how the relationships are changing with time.
So the entire exercise again for what you are bound.
Depends on how much you have paid.
So every year the person can come and you can charge him $100 and do this little calculation and you can live happily for the rest of your life.
Right? There are people who will come. Trust me. Everybody wants to know what's happening in their marriage. How is this year? What's happening in my marriage? What's happening with my kids? You will need this table to tell what's happening. You cannot say otherwise how your relationships are changing with time. Every year, you can do annual horoscopy and you can do it. There is a way to do it. You see my point? And if you don't do the exercise now, you will never be able to do it because you will not know how to do it. You want to make a mistake, make it now. I can correct you. But you don't do it now, you will never do it. And if you're going to rely on the software, it's not happening. Okay?
So come on, tell me. So let us assume Mars is your Lagna Lord. What is the relationship of Mars with Moon? What is the final relationship? Did you find the first relationship, natural relationship?
Mars and Moon, how is it?
So Tatkalika is second house, is friend.
Second house is friend. So natural relationship is what?
So it's natural, it's friend.
And now Tatkalika, Moon is in second house from Mars. Again friend. So friend plus friend, very friendly. Adi Mitra. So mother is extremely friendly to you. Will that be right? Or is it father who is extremely friendly to you?
No, it wasn't
childhood.
Well, there are issues.
Childhood. What, was it mother who was more friendly or father?
Father left. Yes.
Okay. And father left at what age?
3, 4 years.
4 years of age. Take Saturn. Your fourth lord is Saturn, right? So tell me, what is the relationship of Saturn to Mars?
So Saturn doesn't like Mars naturally. Mm-hmm. And that Kalika is friendly because it's in the 12th
month. Right. So then comes summer, neutral. Now fourth, you have another fourth lord, Rahu. How is Rahu with Mars?
Naturally.
Yeah.
Enemy.
Naturally enemy and?
Tatkalika is friendly.
Friendly. So it again becomes neutral. So it was neutral, it stays neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So your relationship with your mother is showing up as neutral.
Yes.
It's a neutral relationship.
Mm-hmm.
A neutral relationship, is it a good relationship or is it a bad relationship? Yeah, neutral means it is summer. There is no enemy, there is no friendship. You don't, do you sit and gossip with your mother about how other people are? No, that is summer. You know, there are some kids who go and sit with their mom, you know, this guy is bad, this guy is bad. They gossip. They gossip with their moms. You don't. It's very obvious from here that you don't gossip with your mom. Right? That is sama. You see that? And with your dad also it is nice. Ninth lord, right? Ninth lord is Moon.
Yes.
So with the ninth lord and with the fourth lords, your relationship seems to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So you have good relationship with parents. Excellent. You have any brothers, sisters?
Yes.
Elder, younger, younger. Since you are the eldest, you must be having younger. Let me see. Where is Jupiter in your chart?
In Kumbha.
Kumbha. And with any planets?
Alone.
Alone. What? One brother, is it?
One sister, younger.
Where is Venus?
Venus is 11th.
Right. No. Mercury?
Where is Mercury? In
That's right. That's your sister. That's your sister. What's the lagna of your sister? Lagna and Rashi. Sima lagna? Where is Mercury? Her Mercury. There you go. Lagna Lord is conjoined Mercury, right? So the dominating planet of a lagna is Mercury. There you see. You will learn all this in future years. How from one horoscope you can say what is the dominating planet of the brother or sister. It's easy. Like I did it. You saw I did it just mentally. That should be Mercury. So Mercury is your sister from your horoscope. Okay. So now tell me the relationship of Mars with Mercury.
Mars doesn't like Mercury naturally. And Tatkalika is 6 feet.
Oh my God, you're fighting with your sister. What is wrong with you? Why are you always fighting with your sister? It is very obvious you're fighting with your sister. She's a little kid sister. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Now you understand, Samantha? You clearly understand it, right? What did I do? I did not take the third lord for brother or sister. I did some other calculation to find out which planet is going to rule your sister. Just from the Rashi chart, I did not use Navamshas. Mm-hmm. Having found the planet is Mercury, I found out the relationship with Mercury. It was not good, so you're going to be fighting with that sister. If you had more siblings, I would have caught each one of them. And then I would have studied that. You have more? All from the same parents.
From the same parents.
One more? Yes. What? Younger sister. Yes. One more younger sister.
Yes.
Okay, where is the son in your chart?
I don't know. In Simha.
Simha, no. Okay, any planets, any more planets in Karka?
No.
Tula?
No, empty.
What about Mesha?
Empty.
Okay. Let us assume another sister has come from Jupiter. You said sister, right?
Yes.
Okay. How is the relationship of Mars with Jupiter?
Friendly.
Friendly?
Yes, friendly. Mars.
Right? Tatkalika is also very good, right?
Yes.
Very good. So excellent relationship with this sister, is it?
Yes.
No. Very nice sister. Mm-hmm. And where is Jupiter in her chart?
I'm sure I don't.
You don't know her chart? She's your sister. She doesn't give you. What does it mean by she doesn't give you? She's your sister, right?
Yeah.
Then you can ask your mom and take the details.
This, the other parent.
Other parent means?
Other parent means the father leaves away, and that's the sister from death. And we are not often.
So that's a stepsister. That's what I was wondering. It's not the same sister. It doesn't seem like that, but it's from the same father. Okay, anyway, you saw what I did. You need to do exercises like that to find out about everyone in your life. So now, if you have to choose a wife, will you choose a Mercury wife?
No.
Now you know why.
Yeah.
You see the point? Will you choose Jupiter wife?
Yeah.
Or Moon? Very nice. So now you can understand that which planets are going to be friendly with your Lagna Lord, and basically according to that you can choose your spouse. Don't you think that's being smart? People do all sorts of calculations about relationships. Why not use the simple thing for relationship? See, all I'm saying is I'm giving you a tool, and you have to learn by your own intelligence how to apply, how to use this tool. You understand that? So let's hear, what was your husband's lagna?
Gemini.
So let's say Gemini is, or let's say Ketu. Gemini. Now let's say Mercury. How is Mercury with your lagna lord? Your lagna lord is?
Buddha.
Buddha. Okay. Then it is the same, we should be good. What about Ketu as a husband? Not good? Ketu is not having good samanda with Buddha? So that means it has become enemy.
Yeah.
It is neutral, basically neutral, and then he becomes enemy. Tatkalikam is becomes enemy. Now listen, natural relationship shows how two people are naturally to each other. Tatkalika means what will happen after some time. So initially it is neutral, and then after some time they start fighting.
Guruji, calculate moon, we need to go from bullet record of moon to own house to own house or own Rashi of moon.
Correct. Mula Trikona of moon means?
Taurus. To Karka.
For moon's relationship with moon.
Moon's relationship.
Why do I need to go from Mula Trikona to Karka? Karka is, I mean, how is moon to moon? Moon to himself? No. Moon for other planets. So from
to other planets. What happened to the moon? From moon to moon there will be. What is that you see?
We have to see from moon to Surya, moon to Surya is a lot of fourth.
Mm-hmm. So if you say if your ascendant is Karka and if you.
No, no, first you find out Naisargika. What you are talking about is Naisargika.
Naisargika, yeah, natural. Okay.
First is natural, no? Naisargika Sambandhas. How do you find out the Naisargika Sambandha? The rule is 2, 4, 8, 9, 12. And exaltation. 2, 4, 8, 9, 12 and exaltation.
Right. So for moon, how will you do it? Let's help our friend. You take Taurus. Moola Trikona. And then you can see that the sun is the lord of the four. So sun is friendly to the moon. Mercury is the lord of 2 and 5. So it is neutral. So Jupiter is the lord of 8 and 11. It is neutral. Saturn is lord of 9 and 10. It is neutral. Mars is lord of 7 and 12. It is neutral. Ketu is lord of 7 and 11. Did you get that? It is enemy. Did you get Ketu as enemy of moon?
Yes.
7
and 11. Rahu is lord of 10th house. So he is enemy. So, which are the two enemies of Rahu?
Rahu and
Ketu.
Rahu
and
moon. Rahu and Ketu.
That's correct. Your brain is very fast. That is why you are sleeping.
You know, it's like, it's fast brain. You have to control
that brain through pranayama. Slow that brain down by pranayama so that the brain and the tongue go in harmony. The second lord and the Lagna lord are not in harmony. Right? If you see in your horoscope, just by looking at you, I can say that the Lagna lord and second lord are not in harmony, right?
Balaka.
Balaka.
There you go. So by pranayama, you have to change it.
Guruji, from Taurus, Libra becomes the sixth house for
Correct.
Leaders.
Correct.
So, its sixth house is the enemy house.
Correct.
And so... Since moon gets exalted in Venus sign, we consider it as a friend.
Neutral then.
Neutral.
Neutral, no? Sixth house plus exaltation. So 1 plus 1 minus neutral.
Neptune is having a friend of sun. Neptune is
a
friend
of sun. Of course. Neptune is a very good friend of the sun. Whenever you have a sun problem, go to Ketu. Whenever you have a Ketu problem, go to sun.
It is not as easy here and there.
What ma? They're talking about the printout.
Yeah.
When it is sold in Chandni Chowk, how many people will print? You can imagine.
It is all. So many of my books, they take printout and it is sold in Chandni Chowk. I don't know it.
My students come and tell me, Guruji, this is happening. I said, let it happen. Yeah. My job, I'm not a policeman. Let them do what they want.
Ketu
will protect you. Ketu will protect you. Ketu will protect you. The rishis will take care of me. Ketu, na rishis. They will take care of me. Are you clear now how you are using the sambandhas?
So moon dominates in Mars. So you treat that the way we do exaltation.
No, no, no. We are only using exaltation.
We don't
do the difference. Otherwise, you get totally confused. For sambandhas, we are using exaltation.
मुन का बन गया
वो यार सर चेक करना है, चेक करना है मुझे.
यू आर वन आर जस्ट क्रिएटिंग आई एम टीचिंग यू एबीसीडी देन आई टीच यू हाउ टू मेक द वर्ड्स देन आई टीच यू हाउ टू मेक सेंटेंसेस एंड देन यू राइट एसेस. There is no point. See, that is why you see I am taking pains to show the variations. Otherwise, I can just do like calculate and go. You have not come all the way to Bhintal for that. You could have learned that in Kerala itself. All right. I mean, you have come all the way to Bhintal for something. You know in your heart that is something. Some faith you have. And suddenly you teach you something like that. So naturally, since you have come all this way over here, that's something I should be taught now. If you are going to go back with the same foundation, I have failed. I have failed you in your faith. You come to me with faith. I have failed you.
I will not fail you. Trust me, I will not fail you. By the grace of my Mahadev, I will not fail anyone.
Sir, small doubt, sir. Before, for example, you know, we are taking the relationship. Do we have to take the particular house or it's a large placement in the...
I didn't understand.
Example, fourth house is mother, the fourth house lord is Mekri, and where he is placed, that one position I have to take? Or
that is tatkalika, na? That you have to take various place. First is natural. Natural. Your lagna lord, let us say, is Mars. Example. And your fourth lord is Moon. So what is the natural sambandha between Mars and Moon? It is good. Okay? Yeah. Then let us say Moon is in the seventh from Mars. That is now the relationship has become bad. So that means relationship with mother is good, but then it will become bad. Right? It is becoming sama. That means it is becoming neutral. It is neither friendly nor this thing. But there is no detailed discussions on things and no sharing too much of life. Sama, neutral.
Tatkalik means
what's
the duration? Like now, present now, 5 years?
Tatkalik is lifetime duration for PJC year 1
students.
For PJC year 1 students, it is whole life. In PJC year 2, it will change. In PJC 2, it will completely change. By the time you are in PJC year 5, you will know that. Like this, you will change it.
Dad enemies or dad friends?
People change. People change. People change. Somebody you love becomes a deadly enemy. People change. Haven't you seen relationships, how it happens?
When you got married, you were in kya hua tha, thing.
They were happy.
Chandramukhi to Jwala.
Chandra means
your face was like a moon.
Jwala,
face of fire.
Jwala Mukhi, the famous goddess. Oh, that's a very nice act, one.
Yeah. So it changes. Whole dashas can cause change. So there are ways to do it. And you will use it. The fact is, I opened your mind to the fact that this sambandha has two layers. One is a natural layer of the planets, and the other is time. And time is not static. You cannot take your birth chart and say, this is going to be my relationship for the rest of my life. Time is not static. You are growing up. You are changing with time. That is what I opened your mind to. That is, my achievement is, I have to change your mind. And you realize that, yes, it is to be changed. Now we need to understand forms of the planets. Planets have forms. In the morning we talked about exalted planets are the avatar, Vishnu avatar, right? Now here is a nice table for you to understand what happens to planets in different signs. A planet can be in exaltation. A planet can be in Mula Trikona. A planet can be in Swashetra. So what happens is, when it is in Mula Trikona or Swashetra, the form of the planet is Tattva Devata. The Graha has taken a certain form. When it is in a friendly house, it is the Graha Devata itself. There is something called a Graha Devata. And then when it is in Sama, neutral, then it is Adi Devata.
When it is a Shatru, the planet is going to punish you like anything. If the planet is Shatru or Ati Shatru sometimes, it will punish you like anything. Because the planet has gone to inimical house, you will go to the house of the enemy. In your life, you will experience punishment from that planet. At that point of time, we have to worship the Pratyadi Devata. Which Devata you have to worship when is important. Because only the Pratyadi Devata has the power to protect you from a punishing planet. Did you understand? So the Pratyadi Devata is very important. Because people are coming to you when they are punished. Also sometimes people come to you, what is the one Devata I can worship so that my life, whole life I can be nice. Then you have to see and have to choose carefully. Nietzsche. When the planet is Nietzsche, you have fallen. You are like a rat. You become the scum of the earth. You can't even get up. Torn clothes, tattered. Your life is destroyed. Whatever you do is mess. Everything you do is ending up in a mess. You need to worship the Shakti. Okay? Because you need that Shakti. The hardness of Shakti. She is hard. She is tough. She is a deadly lady. And when she comes, you know who she is like? Angelina Jolie. Okay? Shakti. And then, when she comes to save you, you get saved. Think of someone like that. Deadly fighter. Okay? Pratyadi Devata removes all the negative results. This is very important. Now, can you make a list? Can you draw your chart and find the Devata for each planet? Every planet will have a Devata based on your Rashi chart. I need to know what is the form of the planet in your chart. And then we will talk. Pardon?
This Rashi.
How does it matter if it's sitting with multiple or not sitting with multiple?
Sir, functional exaltation is to be taken as exaltation or?
Pardon?
If a planet is functionally exalted in G1, should we take it or not?
What do you think, my dear? As the form says, simply because you have been given a. Let us say you are working in an office and your boss goes on leave. You are given additional charge. Have you been promoted? That's clear. Functional exaltation simply means being given additional charge. It doesn't mean promotion. So please start sun. How many have the sun in exaltation? Right. Write down sun and write down Rama. That's the avatar. If it is exalted, you have to write Rama. What happens if the sun is in Leo? Yeah. Pardon? Tattva Devata. Remember, when a planet is in Mula's Trikona, you have to take Tattva Devata. Okay? So please write down the name of the Tattva Devata. Who is the name of the Tattva Devata, not Tattva? Sun is in Om sign, Tattva is Agni Tattva, Devata is Surya Deva. Okay, write down all the steps so you don't go wrong. After that, beyond that, you will need the Sambandha, Tatkalika Sambandha, Panchada Sambandha, the fivefold relationship at birth. Because those Devatas are not going to change for life. Right. Now, shall we take the next? Can you do this for all of us? Do you know the names of the Devatas for all the planets? Secretary to? Good. Correct. I like that. Okay. So, how are you going to get the names? By sitting and talking to each other. Now, who knows the names of the Devatas? I think Ravi knows all the names of the Devatas. So, Ravi is now going to make a list over here for you. For all planets in Tattva, first. Each is a separate page. I want separate pages for exaltation. I think exaltation, you know the names of the avatars, right? I want to hear and see a nod. Okay? Then I know you know. It's okay if you don't know. Tattva Devata, we did that. Agni is Surya. Prithvi is Ganesha. You remember that? Okay, why don't you make the think tables? I'll take a break and come.
How much time you want? 15 minutes?
After which you have to finish this for your chart. For you have come here for your chart. This list I want to see ready. Next time you are not going to ask me, for Saturn, who will I worship? As a planet? Karma. This is karma, position. You should know who you have to worship to remove the karma. Unless you are going to remove your karma, you may have temporary solutions. It's not going to be a permanent solution. You see the problem? If you have a temporary solution, let's say I ask you to do a fasting or something, I get you a temporary solution. It's not going to be permanent. It's like a rubber band. It will go back. I need permanent solution, and this is the permanent solution. Okay? So now please do it.